You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm here in Dog Pound. Be at First Energy Stadium in 2015 for the action and excitement of every game. Secure your Cleveland Browns 2015 season tickets by placing your deposit today. Visit ClevelandBrowns.com or call 440-824-3434 for more information. Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm with you here. We're going to go back to the phone lines. We've got John in Chardon with us. John, welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. Love the show.
Thanks, John.
Thank you.
Just a quick notice. I hope Farmer & Company, they really put an effort in the free agency as far as getting one or two wide receivers because, you know, right now we got nobody. Like I've been hearing you guys talking. You need a veteran wide receiver who's been there to help the young guys. I mean, Heckert & Company years back, they always came out and said, we're not worried about wide receivers. You know, we believe it. Well, it didn't work out. I mean, in the Seattle model, I'm tired of hearing people talk about that because that could just be one team and that's it. We can't look at that model. We've got to teach our young guys by using the veterans. And, you know, it's the same as tight end. If Cameron's gone, you know, we got to put somebody in there because if we're going to do a running game, we got to complement with passing and tight ending, or the defenses are just gonna take us three and out. Thanks a lot, guys. Have a good one.
You have it. I agree with you. I think the wide receiver position is critically important. I don't think that, you know, that guarantees you winning a Super Bowl, but I do think it is a very, very important thing to have playmakers at wide receiver, and I think you need to bring in a mix of a veteran and a free agent. Now, the Browns will be able to do that. I think Cecil Shorts, played at Mountain Union, would be a great guy who could come in as your number two. I'm not sure if, you know, that's in the plans of the Browns, but I think he's a guy that comes in at around the right price point.
Yeah,
if he plays well, if he plays well easily, he's shown he can be a 1,000-yard receiver in this league. And, you know, you have him alongside this rookie that you're able to get. And I think the Browns would significantly upgrade their pass catchers if they are able to do that. We can talk about the market for a guy like him with Joel Corey, who's a cap expert for CBS Sports, when we return around 2:30. But right now, going through Twitter, looking at some of the people, a lot of people, this is Josh Carter. He says, definitely want defensive tackle, defensive end, outside linebacker. Got to stop the run or rack up sacks, force throws into our sweet spot, pass defense. I think a lot of – I'm in agreement that continuing to bolster this defense, Mike Pettine said it's the number one priority for this team. I think that's important. If you can bolster this defense, that's why I think we're kind of okay at the offensive line. I think we're okay in the backfield. Pass-catching talent needs to be added, and that can be done via the draft or free agency.
Yes.
And the quarterback situation obviously needs to be addressed and or resolved in some way, whether that comes via a trade, whether that comes via free agency, the draft, all of the above. That's something that you have to get. And here's an interesting one from David Tavins. He said, when you asked Ray last Friday if there's a quarterback that when you got him there would be no competition, whether that's somebody that's available via trade, free agency, draft, and Ray said no. So he said, who would come here? Would that be something, you know, a comment like that from Ray Farmer, is that something that an agent even pays attention to, that a player pays attention to, that, or as a player, do you feel, for example, if Jay Cutler gets cut by Chicago, would Jay Cutler come in and say, well, you said that I'm not coming here unless I'm the starter?
I think Jay Cutler would have every right to say that in coming to a place like Cleveland.
And how would the organization then deal with it? They would have to say either, okay, fine, you're the starter, or listen, we believe in competition. If you want to come, if you're that good, you can come in and we're going to give you the first crack at it, but we're not guaranteeing anything to anybody on this team.
I don't know if the Cleveland Browns, based around their, you know, their history at the quarterback position, have a leg to stand on when it comes to, you know, oh, it's going to be competition or nothing. I think if a guy, you know, like Jay Cutler and what he could do here with the right weapons around him, you take the good and the bad when it comes to Jay Cutler, and we all know that, especially after what happened in Chicago, is you have to give him the football. And at that point, you have to have a contingency plan, and in some cases we do with Johnny Manziel. Hopefully he gets his head straight and understands his role on this football team, and maybe you add, well, you've got Connor Shaw under contract too, so you've got guys that have played in this league, but you kind of go all in on a guy like Jay Cutler because of the money that's going to be associated with Jay Cutler. You're not going to pay him to come here and essentially say, prove to us that that you can win that job, because I don't think Jay Cutler considers a place like Cleveland unless he gets a number that is appealing to him as well.
It is, and Jay Cutler would be interesting, probably the one guy out there that you would think could for sure be the starter if he were to come in. Again, the Bills,
he might be the only one.
The Bills are trying to strike a deal with Josh McCown. They are working on that negotiation. Vic Carucci had that story there. I still feel for the Browns, you know, when we look at this draft and where you want to go with it. Offensive tackle, to me, just in my mind, in the mind of Nathan Zagura, not the priority it is in, I think, a lot of other people's minds. Because Bowie's here, you've got Mitchell Schwartz. I think you're okay at that spot, but it'll be interesting to see how, if the Browns feel about that. And, you know, you've always got to get somebody in that you think, because at some point Joe Thomas is not going to be able to be there forever. And you kind of take that as every day you think Joe Thomas is going to be there and be a Pro Bowler, because that's what he's done. He doesn't miss snaps and he plays at a high level. So do you need, you know, to start get that succession plan in place? Maybe you do. Maybe that is one of the things that they'd be thinking about when they go there, in terms of, you know, with the thought being everything is kind of a long-term process, a long-term strategic thinking. One last tweet to get to right now, talking about what people want and what they see here. Derek Mosley saying, I tweeted, defensive tackle, wide receiver, and pass rusher top needs. We get that in a tight end with defensive tackle and O-line depth. Might be nice even with C-minus quarterback play. I do think you can address O-line as this draft progresses. I've heard there is depth at this, in this draft class, especially on the interior of the offensive line, and I'm fine with that. I'm not saying you don't need to draft an offensive lineman. I'm just saying when you think about the immediate needs for this team and the immediate impacts that come in the first round, or this, or those first three picks, you know, as the Browns have the first two in the first round and then an early pick there in the second round, I want impact players. And so to me, that's D-line, pass rushing, and wide receiver.
Absolutely. And I think if you look at this from a fan perspective, what three aspects of the Cleveland Browns last year gave you the most frustration? You know, and at some points it was quarterback. I think that Josh Gordon being gone for 10 games, it was very frustrating. And, you know, at times that we didn't have a playmaker. And then also, too, you look at our ability to stop the run was very frustrating on the defensive side of the ball. So you hope with those three opportunities in this year's first and second round to get impactful players that they meet those needs and at least address those. And the only reason I say that, yes, there was O-line frustration, but that was post Alex Mack. You get a healthy Alex Mack back, and when playing together, they were very, very good.
They were good. That was considered to be one of the best offensive lines in the league. Were the Browns or the Cowboys who had the best offensive line in the league? And that's when Alex Mack was there with Greco and with Mitchell Schwartz. That's why, to me, it doesn't seem to be quite as big of a need for the Cleveland Browns. What will they do on the defensive side of the ball in free agency? That's something we're going to look at. We'll talk about. You've got guys out there. You've got like a Stephen Paya. You've got Terrence Knighton in the interior of the line. Nick Fairley. We're going to talk about the free agent market, those salaries, the impact on what the Browns are going to do, who they should bring back, etc. Joel Corey from CBS Sports, former NFL agent, now a guy who knows the cap and contracts, studies them, knows them very well. He'll be with us, former Emory alum like myself, when we return here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.